Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 28, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. As provided and recently negotiated for in our 2012-2016 contract, the company has established a telephone recording system that will record conversations between crew scheduling personnel, including all other departments that regularly perform crew scheduling functions, and flight attendants. The company will be implementing the first phase of this system and will activate recordings between flight attendants and crew scheduling personnel effective next week. The recording system will indicate the date and time of calls, and the company is required to keep these call records for a minimum of 60 days. A specific recorded telephone conversation shall be made accessible to a local council president within 7 days of her or his written request and notice of a potential dispute to the director of crew scheduling and/or designee. Reserve rotation, AB letter lists, for 2013 have been published today. These lists will be available in the domiciles later today, and you will also be able to access these electronically by using a link on our website at www.unitedafa.org. As of March 2013, all United flight attendants will have reached their fifth anniversary, and as of this time, few, if any, will remain on continuous reserve status. The change in status of these flight attendants in combination with the ongoing schedule changes have a potential to shift the senior reserve at many domiciles to be more senior than in years past. Accordingly, there will be no AB reserve trade cutoff date at any domicile for 2013 letters. All flight attendants with an A or B reserve letter for 2013, that's February 2013 through January 2014, will have the ability to trade with each other within the domicile location. The company has advised us that our 2012 through 2016 contract is in the process of being printed and is anticipated to ship to the domiciles mid-October. A sufficient supply of contracts will be shipped to each domicile to ensure a copy is available for each flight attendant at all locations. Please pick up your new contract when they become available and carry it with you at all times. Effective Monday, October 1st, the Payroll Care Center will transition to and will now be operated by the Employee Service Center. The groups of employees who will staff the telephone lines have a number of years of experience in processing payroll, and we remain optimistic that this will improve the speed with which flight attendant issues are addressed and resolved. The hours of operation will be Monday through Friday, 0800 through 1700 hours Central Time, and United's Payroll Care Center can be reached by calling 1-877-UAL-ESC9 or 825-3729, option 5, or by sending an email using the link available on our useful websites located on www.unitedafa.org. The former Payroll Care Center number will have a message with the new contact information effective with the close of business today, September 28th. References to the old Payroll Care Center on the company's website will be changed next week. As we reported on Tuesday, due to the early out award, a number of November and December vacation periods will be available during the upcoming interim vacation bid. The October interim vacation bidding period opens on October 1st at 0800 Central Time and will close on October 8th at 0800 Central Time. The company will update the VAC bid screens with any vacation changes by October 15th in time for the close of bids for the November schedule month on October 18th, 2012. This is the last interim vacation bid period for this year. The applicable interim bidding vacation rules are: interim bids must be submitted via Skynet. Flight attendants with November vacations may only trade for open vacation periods within the month of November. Flight attendants with December vacations may trade for open vacation periods in November or December, including overlapping vacation periods subject to the applicable rules when crossing months. 14, 15, 16-day vacation periods require 4 full days in both months, while a 17-day vacation requires a minimum of 7 full days in each month. In either case, partial days cannot be counted as a full day for the purpose of crossing months. MEC President Greg Davidovich posted a letter today calling attention to October as National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Breast cancer remains the most common form of cancer among women, having affected over 2 million women living in the United States. Breast cancer is something that affects everyone, as each of us has precious women in our lives. It is appropriate that we consider the efforts each of us can make this month by supporting research for a cure, education for prevention, and early detection and comfort for those affected by the disease directly or through the experience of a loved one. We all face challenges outside of our work at United Airlines. As flight attendants, we are accomplished in our ability to provide care and compassion for those in need. We encourage every member to use those qualities as we all participate in breast cancer awareness. You'll find the full text of the letter, along with links to support breast cancer awareness, on our website. And on Thursday, U.S. Airways flight attendants voted against their second tentative agreement in the attempt to combine pre-merger America West and U.S. Airways. 85% of U.S. Airways flight attendants participated in the tentative agreement vote, with 51% voting against. Their joint negotiating committee, along with their master executive councils, will now schedule a meeting to review their options. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.